Coach, you're 4 days in, and you talked coming into training camp that you were going to kind of take it day by day as to how your team would be able to progress and how they came back the next day. So what's your impressions here of what your group's been able to build upon now through today's action?
We were further ahead after day two than I thought we'd be. So we felt we could, kind of increase a bunch of things, the load on them in practice. So we're an hour 15 today with heavier drills. Now we're getting to the even strength of battling in the corners. We wanted to progress that right through our first block, and we'll do that tomorrow. We'll get more of a scrimmage game going tomorrow and get these guys into some flow that's game related. But it's been good. There's guys that are, it's almost no different than any training camp, right? There's guys that come in real fit, that look good. There's guys that you can tell used the time to make some improvements. There's not a lot of guys anymore that are at the bottom end that you're worried about. I mean, there's not the guys that maybe didn't get on the ice very much are behind it, but maybe not quite as far behind as they thought they would be. So we're if you had asked me where I'd be on day four, I think we're a little further ahead of where I thought we would be.
I know he didn't take any shots, but good to see Lauren Brossoit get onto the ice today.
Yeah, I mean, we're expecting it, and he'll just progress into more and more time and more reps as we get going.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Tim Campbell, NHL.com here. Do you expect Laurent to be available for game one?
So you're like doubling back now, Timmy. That's awesome.
Here I am.
Well done. We're hopeful that all players will be healthy for game one.
Thank you.
Paul, Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.ca. A lot on Josh Morrissey's plate this year, and he talked about adding some muscle and strength during the pause. I mean, how would you assess his game, and when did he start to look maybe a little bit more comfortable and more like the Josh Morrissey you've seen the first several years of his career?
Well, you're asking me to reach back. I really like the way he looks this week. You know, he's breaking up an awful lot of plays, closing the gap on a lot of guys. Got a little bit of a smile on his face because he knows it, right? He's so Josh would be one of the guys. Maybe didn't skate as much during this pause, but he worked out. I mean, he's stronger, he's faster, and so Josh looks good. That's a real good sign for us. I think he had a new partner at the start of this year, so there's a big adjustment there. It takes a little while to get used to a guy. So a partner is what I mean, his new partner. So he looks good this week. He's one of the highlights for me. He's been good.
Speaking of his new partner, what is it that makes Dylan DeMello so easy to play with as a partner?
We'd probably say that he's kind of one of those high consistency thinkers. So he's going to take the highest percentage play and make the right decision on it. And that makes him easy to read, right? He's not, as we say, you're not allowed to make any secret plays, that you're the only guy on the ice that knows you're making them. So his consistency just makes him very, very easy to read. Dylan's got a real good sense of his own game. So he doesn't play outside himself. He doesn't cover a lot of ice foolishly. He's very predictable in his game, which is where Josh excels, because Josh can read the game and read off people. And that consistency there for Dylan lets Josh move off him well.
Thank you.
Hi, Paul. It's Ted Wyman here at The Sun. Just to follow up on that, how big of an impact overall do you think DeMello had? He has only had the 10 games, but just in that small sample size.
No, he had a really, really big impact. It changed our matchup quite a bit. He had experience. I mean, certainly when he was in Ottawa, they were running him a lot against the other team's best. But another safe, consistent defenseman in our lineup when we had so many injuries and so much changeover, he he was very, very important. You look at a lot of our numbers from February 1st on, we got stronger in our analytics and certainly some of our outcomes. And we were still beat up front, had players out up front. But, you know, you put a little more veteran guy in there who can shut another team down. And we play him in a pretty important role between, it's going to be basically Morrissey or Pionk on the ice against the other team's best. And those partners make a big difference.
Just one more from me, Paul. It looks like, well, I know tomorrow they're going to announce the Vezina Trophy finalists, and you've got a goalie who's certainly a candidate. What would you say makes Connor Hellebuyck a great candidate this year?
Well, I mean, overall numbers, but the month that he had in November, and I'd say again in February, you go back and look at the saves that he made, the consistency of his games. That was as good a run as I've seen a goalie had that I've ever had. The privilege of watching for our bench, he was dominant in those 2 months. And then off that, he was still really darn good. So his consistency is the hallmark of any pro, but greatness means that you have to play at a different level than the other players that you're in that, you know, competing against in terms of the other goalies. He got 2 months in there that we, you know, they were as good as you can play. So his top end is still improving, right? And then his consistency has gotten better.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Paul. Drew Mandel from Illegal Curve Hockey. It was announced yesterday afternoon that you're going to face the Canucks in that one exhibition game. Do you like the idea of having that exhibition game right before the play-in series begins? And have you given any thought to how you're going to approach that game?
Well, we'll run our whole bench. Like we'll use everybody in that game. That's a prep game for us. That's important. It's almost like the opposite of your standard exhibition schedule, where the last game nobody wants to play, right? Nobody wants. And I know we're going to the playoffs, but we all know we need that game. I'm glad. I mean, I like the way Travis Green's teams play. They're really aggressive, really straight line hockey, and they're going to forecheck hard. So that should be a real good prep game for us. But these guys will all want to play. All our players are going to want to play in that game. They're going to need it to get up to the sprint that's going to happen 3 days later. So it's a good one. We'll have everybody in.
Thank you.
Hey, Paul. Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet. Josh was talking a little bit earlier about, you know, the different steps and stages he's taken throughout his career. I'm wondering if you're thinking that he's at the stage of his career by this point that he can be one of those like really high volume minute munchers in a playoff series and be the kind of guy who can really, you know, take over series in that respect.
When Josh is at his best, right? So the answer is yes, but he plays a very involved defensive game. So the opposite of that, and this is not going to come up, like Chris Pronger could play 35 minutes because he just paced himself so well. He was so efficient, so effective. He had such a huge range. Josh spends energy, right? He has to work, not because his he has to work hard because his strength is his quickness. So he has to employ that strength all the time, right? He's not running guys over, but he gets in on plays with that stick and his feet and his quickness. So there's a big energy spend for Josh when he's at the top end of his game. I would agree that he's capable of playing big minutes, but he's not going to play that style of hockey 30 minutes, right? He's not playing half the game where he's just really being efficient and not getting involved in the play, just, you know, closing things off. We got through the playoff series a couple of years ago. After each game, you know, he'd be hobbling down the hallway into the shower and trainer'd come down and say, "Mo's not practicing tomorrow, and I just got my fingers crossed for the next game." And he just did that kind of every night, right? His shot blocking numbers were high. He was really involved in the defensive parts of the game. So there's a cost to him, to his game. Yes, he's got the talent and the mental makeup to play big minutes, but we're not talking about 30 minutes a night.